Show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you're listening to Midwatch with the Rev. Thank you so much for tuning in here on a Monday in November. We are here in the studio. I hope your weekend was fine. We've had a good weekend. I know that we're going to be here to get you through this mundane Monday that we're always having to try and get through. I know it's tough, but we all have to get out there and do what we got to do at work. And I know that we all have to be able to be strong, but it's a good thing that we have God in our hearts. Amen. It's a good thing that we're able to do what we have to do every day. It's a good thing that you have a job. It's a good thing that you can physically meet your family's needs. So every time you complain that it's Monday again, just think about it. Just think how grateful God is that He's given you a job and everything. I hope your Sundays was blessed. I hope that you were just as blessed as I was at my church. I hope that you're able to take in your services and that you were faithful to your commitment to your church and to your pastor. And most of all, I just hope that God touched you. Let me give you our address. It is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. My email address is david@revmedianetwork.com. david@revmedianetwork.com. Kind of excited today. We have a special guest here in the studio, and I'm going to introduce you to him in a minute. And one thing I know for sure is that he is a blessed man of God, and that he knows what he's talking about when he talks in the Word of God. And we had a great time this afternoon. His name is Daniel Vasquez, and he is here in the studio. We're going to have him talk to you in a second, but I want to tell you about something that's coming up on Thursday night and Tuesday night. Tuesday night, Midwatch, our broadcast, television broadcast, will be coming on at 7 o'clock. So I pray that you're making yourself available and you're checking your schedule. And you know that 7 o'clock, go to revmedianetwork.com, go to TV Channel 1, and we are going by faith, baby. Going by faith, putting this together and believing, just as this radio station just flourished and moved. And when we started this radio station, we only had my own sermons and my own shows. For about 5 years, I had recordings, and we put that on because that's all we had. That's all we had. And you know, that's sometimes what you got to do is you got to use what you got. And we put that on the air for roughly maybe less than 2 weeks, 3 weeks. And then we had people calling that wanted to come on the air and be a part of us and join with us to build Rev Media Network. And we put Dana on, and then a few weeks later we put Charles on, and now we have so many people. We have about 5 or 6 other people after that, and it's a blessing. And it's a blessing because we're seeing people being touched by this radio. So we're doing the same thing for television. That's going to be at 7 o'clock on Tuesday nights. Tuesday night, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, if you're listening anywhere outside of the Houston Central Standard Time zone. And we're going to be able to be blessed. But not only that, I don't remember what I'm talking about that night. I forgot when I recorded it. And the other thing is Thursday night is going to be our relationship seminar. It's our webinar. It'll be on keepingmymarriage.com. If you can go to keepingmymarriage.com, you need to register to get the password to log in. The reason I do that is I really want to know who we're helping and how we're helping people out there in relationships. I want to be able to let them know and grow something with them and grow together and bring them to the Lord and help get God back into the relationships. But not only God, but good decision making, because half the time relationships are bad decision making and emotional decision making. But you have to make your decisions based on the principles of God. You have to have clear mind when you're making decisions in relationships, especially because people can lead you different ways and your emotions are going to take you one way when you know your spirit needs to take you another. So remember, keepingmymarriage.com at 7:30. We have what we're talking about is the grass is never greener on the other side. The grass is never greener on the other side. And just to give you a little preview, as simple as this. David, in the Word of God, I believe it was in Psalms 55, he said, "Oh, if I had wings like a dove that I could fly away." Because he had all these problems, and he was just trying to get away from where he was at. He was having depression. He was being attacked by friends and family. He was so depressed. He said, "Oh God, if I had wings and I could fly away." In other words, he thought the grass was greener on the other side. But in reality, he never went and flew away, because of course he didn't have wings. He couldn't get away from his problems, because even if David did have wings and he flew away, the same problems were waiting for him at the other green pasture, because he didn't deal with things within his heart. He didn't deal with things within his mind. So what I'm saying is, you may think this other person or this other situation that you're dreaming of and fantasizing, we cover a lot of that on the webinar, you may think that's the answer. He treats me better. Oh, his bank account's better. I'm going to have a better life. My friends, the grass is never greener. You're still going to have to deal with you. and you still can have your hang-ups and your problems, and you're most likely attracted to someone that you're exactly with right now. So listen to the webinar, 7:30 on Thursday night. All righty, I'm going to introduce my guest. This is Daniel Vasquez. Welcome to our church, my brother.
Well, about 2.5 years ago, my wife and I launched out of our church where we had served for children's pastors, as children's pastors for about 3 years, and we launched out of that church. Before that, we were youth pastors for about 9 years at a different church. And so we felt a tug in our heart and the Lord leading us and guiding us to launch out and start a ministry. Basically, it happened. It was really a great way that it happened. We were in prayer one day. I was praying and just reading my Bible, and I was in the book of Genesis, where God had spoken to Abraham and told Abraham to leave your father and your mother and go to a place that I'll show you. And so my question to God was, when I read that, my question to God was this. I said, Lord, why didn't you just show him where he was at? And one of the things the Lord spoke to me was that he had too many outside influences and he needed to get away to be able to hear clearly and receive proper direction from the Lord. And so it was one of those things where my wife and I were running a small private school, a small Christian private school. And so we left our home church. I sat down with my pastor, shared my heart with him, and we kept it a secret, didn't let anybody know what was going on. We left our church for a season to pray, and every Sunday morning, my wife, my children, myself would get up and get dressed just like we're going to church, and we'd make it down to the chapel over at our school, and we would pray for 2 hours. The four of us would just every Sunday would pray, and then it turned into prayer and Bible study, and somehow a family had found out that we were doing this, and before you knew it, people started coming along, and there we are, you know, and we have a church, and so we officially launched out May 6th, and so we're coming up on 3 years now, and so we're real excited about what God is doing. God has allowed our little church. We've got a small number of people, but you know, it's not the size of the people in the church as much as it is the size of the God that's in the church, and so. You know, we serve a great big God, and God has allowed us to do a great many things.
Amen. And tell me about the school that you have.
Well, as I said, we've got a small private school. You know, we had that running probably for about 2 or 3 years before we ever even started the church. You know, the interesting thing is that the church was never really in the plans when we started the school. But you know that God's plans and our plans sometimes aren't the same thing.
Absolutely. Well, see, that thing, it just adds to you. Amen?
Amen.
And I know that when we started this radio station, that we didn't have plan. We didn't know where it was going to lead us. I mean, we just wanted to put, I think, you know, back when I was about, the listeners know this, but back when I was about, I think 18 years old, I finished a radio school, and I didn't know, I didn't want to be radio. I just did it because the TV school wasn't available.
Right.
So, and then now that down the road, what is it? 30 years? No, 20 years. 20 years down the road.
I was going to say.
That's like, that's stuff that you don't even think about that you're going to use, but some of that skill, if not all of it, you know, mm-hmm. taught me how to really speak on the air, taught me how to be a character in a way, mm-hmm. but also taught me how to edit and all this other stuff.
Right.
And that's not too hard to learn, but I put all it together and I knew how a station was supposed to run and move, and mm-hmm. and now it's like we're doing that, and we're actually broadcasting stuff. So you don't know.
You never know. And, you know, the good thing about it, Rev, is that the, you know, everything we go through in life is always a stepping stone for something else and something greater God has for us.
Yes.
You know, you think about the scripture when the Bible says that God wants to take us from glory to glory. You know, in order for us to reach the next glory to reach the next step, there's always something that we've got to go through. There's always a process that we take. And just for you, just like for you, you went to school. There was no TV schools available, so you went to a radio school. You know, but God was able to use those skills that you learned as stepping stones for what you're doing now and how God is expanding your ministry out. And it's very exciting to hear and see everything that's going on here.
Amen. Pastor Dale, tell us, what did you preach about this last Sunday?
Well, you know, this Sunday was one of the rare times where I actually had a preaching day off. We had a guest speaker in our church, and so he spoke about the principle of giving, and not necessarily giving from the financial standpoint, but giving of ourselves to the Lord. And he was talking about stewardship of time and how we're only blessed and we're only able to give and do what we do because God has given us the power to do so.
Amen. Amen. I think our pastor talked about you could tell how I was real responsive at church. It talked about just having that place to have the confirmation in your heart where you're supposed to be, and knowing about your family and uniting with your family and having a united voice.
You know,
first know where you're supposed to be there, but then round up the troops and agree. And that's very important, that no matter what we do, Pastor, we cannot do it by ourselves.
That's it.
I mean, you have to have unity. You have to have one body. And he took the scripture from Genesis, from the Tower of Babel, when they were all united to build this complete huge thing, that he took that right there, and he took it and just said, you know what? We need to unite. If we can unite, and we can do anything.
That's right.
And we can do anything for God, and we can do anything. I know that a lot of times we do feel like we're alone. I mean, especially I know when you're doing your church and stuff, and because we all have our own ministries that we do. And that's why it's wonderful that I was able to meet you at a pastor's conference and stuff. And
amen.
And this Pastor Daniel is—he was introduced to me by Mike Salazar, and you know Mike, he's been on the show a lot of time, Pastor Mike. And a good thing is that this is one of the men that I met at that seminar I was sharing about the conference, restoration.
The revolution.
And how I got charged up when I got back and we had a good show after that. And this is where we are basically. This is where I met him, and he's just a blessing. We hit it off. Me and you hit it off right away. We just came back from lunch and stuff, so that kind of hints at the late start today. Like, oh, we got to do a show, and we could have played something, but I wanted to get him on the air because he was here, and it's a blessing to get him on this. And he's going to be trying to get you have sermons and stuff that you want to put on the air as well.
Sure. Yeah, I've got some sermons. As a matter of fact, it's funny you mentioned that. I happen to have. A few with me in my truck downstairs.
Look at that. So the man came prepared.
Maybe it was just divine appointment then that happened that way.
Because
I was carrying my flash drive around with me with some other, for some other things, and happened to have a few. As a matter of fact, my last two sermons, I did a two-part sermon called the Peter Pan Syndrome.
Okay.
And so.
Tell us about the Peter Pan Syndrome. What is that? It sounds kind of interesting. You just give a snapshot of it.
Well, the Peter Pan Syndrome, if you know anything about Peter Pan, for all you Disney lovers out there, if you know anything about Peter Pan, he was a young man who found the ripe age of whatever age he ended up being and decided he didn't want to grow up any further. It's a situation where I think sometimes many young Christians find themselves at a place where they reach a certain level of Christian maturity, and they decide they don't want to go any further, for a couple of reasons, and a lot of it is usually bent up on fear, because there's a fear of rejection, there's a fear of failure, and there's different fears that go with it, and that's what I spoke about the four fears of the Peter Pan syndrome, and how those fears, if we can overcome those fears, then we reach another place with the Lord, and it allows us to grow up. In the book of Hebrews, the Bible says that by now some of you ought to be teachers. And it says, but instead we're having to go back and teach you the first principles of the oracles of God. And it says, so we're having to start all over again with you, and you've been in church for all your life, and we're having to teach you as if you just came in for the first time. And Hebrews tells us that that just shouldn't happen. And so, in the Peter Pan syndrome, we kind of explore why that is, and why so many of us do that. And a lot of it, again, is because, we're afraid of being rejected. There's a fear of failure. We don't want to. There's several times where we just don't want the responsibility that goes with it.
Yes.
And so, because sometimes the more they say the more the more they expect out of you.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's the thing. I think a lot of people, they just go through the motions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they know that they're saved. And hey, that's something great. You're saved. But there's more to your salvation.
That's it.
I mean, yeah, you're going to go to heaven. Praise God. I mean, be excited. But at some point, there has to be where your heart, because if you're truly saved, if God really got a hold of you, God really got in your heart, you're going to want the most out of God. Because you're going to want to help people. You're going to have a heart to reach people. If you really, truly got saved, you're going to know how much you've been forgiven of, and you're going to want to help people. You're going to want to minister to them, and the only way you can do that is by jumping all the way into this. There's no halfway jump. There's not just – I always tell my guest and everyone that's listening, and I tell them this all the time. I'm all regular listeners. I call them revelators.
All my revelators. Revelators, move out.
Yeah, revelators. And I tell all the revelators this. And that is this. That you know what? It's not just just getting saved. It's not just putting mm-hmm. yourself in there. You've got to want to do more.
That's right.
There has to when you get saved from God, you can't help but when the Most High God has touched you, mm-hmm. when the Most High God has given you grace and mm-hmm. you've been forgiven, you can't help but just love.
That's
and
right.
and want to change people. And there's no halfway here. Mm-hmm. You got to jump in. You got to do it. Something for God. Because if you're not doing something for God, then you're not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had shows that we talked about just going out in your community.
Yeah.
What kind of community outreaches does your church have right now? What have you done in the past?
Well, in the past we've experimented with a few different things, and some things worked and some things haven't.
Oh, that happens all the time.
but really, right now we've kind of narrowed it down to where we call them family events. We have 3 family events a year that we do. We do something in the springtime. We do a back to school. We call it the back to school bash, and then mm-hmm. and then we call it the third one is our fall family fest, and they're all community driven, community outreach.
What do y'all do there?
It's a time where we draw the community out, we bring them out, we have game, back to school bash, for example, this year in our back to school bash, we went and got this huge water slide. We had a rock climbing wall. It was one of these moonwalk, things that had a rock climbing wall in it, a basketball goal obstacle course and a water slide inside of mm-hmm. it. We offered free food, just, guys, just calling out to the community saying, guys, listen, this is your kid's last chance to go all out right before school starts. And so
yeah.
we gave away backpacks and school supplies for families in the community that needed some. And so it was a great time. Kids came out, had a blast, had an absolute great time. We did a adult versus children water balloon battle royale. And so that was pretty cool. We were going to have a water balloon fight with just the kids, but we weren't 100% sold on the fact that some of our bigger kids weren't going to try to melee on some of the younger kids. So we decided to have it adults versus kids. That way, if a few kids decided to do that, then we knew some of the adults could handle it better.
That's a good plan. Strategize and stuff. So that's pretty neat. Do you have anything coming up for the holidays?
Not necessarily for the holidays. We're actually in a wind-down period. This is going to be the first year that we do not do that we don't do some sort of outreach. Last year, we did a Thanksgiving meal outreach where we brought in about 12 turkeys, made Thanksgiving dinners out of those 12 turkeys, and had a little over 200 jackets and blankets that were donated to our church. And so what we did is we coordinated on a Saturday to put all these meals together and put a jacket and a blanket with each meal. And we went out went out to the homeless, we went to the highways, we went underneath the overpasses and, found anybody that was in need, and we just started handing them out and, ministered to them and shared Christ with them.
Amen. So now what do you do? Like, do you have, how many plans of outreaches you have a year? I mean, like, for the full year, do you start? When's your next event happening next year?
Our next upcoming event is going to be January 22nd. It's not going to be a community outreach thing. It is going to be a men's conference there at our church. It's going to be January 22nd. It's on a Friday, and so we've got a handful of churches that have already committed to coming out. And the idea is that we want to pack the place out. Our theme for this particular service is, we're calling it Forged in the Fire.
Cool.
And the Bible talks about how our good works will be tested by fire. And so, in anything worth having has been tested and has been approved. And so anything that we do for the Lord, I believe God tests and He approves it. And so we're going to be talking about being forged in the fires, the same way a sword is forged in a fire, as a blacksmith makes one.
Cool. So you got plenty of time to market that.
Yeah. We're working on it. We're just now starting to put together some of the prints as far as, as far as making flyers and, cards and things like that. And we're going to start sending out. We already talked to a few different churches who are on board, and they're going to come out. They're bringing their guys out. And of course, Rev, you guys are more than invited. And, everyone out there and who's listening. So.
Oh, cool. Now, what I've been doing lately, and it's something that I've been trying to get going, and mm-hmm. it's I'm trying to build it online, besides the station and stuff. It's just the keepingmymarriage.com.
Uh-huh.
It's about fixing marriages.
Okay.
And I'm trying to do a monthly webinar.
Okay.
And you know what webinars, you go online and you can view it and just plays. And
mm-hmm.
and so far I've been getting some good response.
Okay.
10 to 15 people on the first one, and then I think the next one we're having 15 to 20, and it's starting to build every month. They're coming back and, mm-hmm. and they're looking at the looking at the episode and stuff. And what I want to do, this is what I want to do now. I want to keep running it every month. You know, every month put one out. And then eventually when I have enough people looking at it, then have an actual physical conference.
Okay.
Wherever the geographic location, wherever they're listening from and looking at. Mm-hmm. And that's part of why I'm getting all the emails and stuff, trying to see where I can help people at. Because there's counseling, and then there's like a mass counseling.
There you go.
This is kind of like mass counseling, and I'm going to start producing these little webinar things that has like actually some counseling things, where you have the counseling thing, and then you have the PowerPoint presentation right there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit more schooling needs to happen for me on that part, because I know how to do it, but it's just I want to make sure it's universal, that maybe if, because it's inside the program, make sure everyone, maybe they don't have PowerPoint, but they want to be able to, that they can go through the whole thing, the whole lesson. And if that works, then I'm going to have that online for people to get counseling and stuff. And the thing is, we have to make it active and available.
That's it. You know, and the thing is, and I think one of the great things about that is that it's innovative, you know, and it is something, especially with we're in such a media-driven society now, and it becomes available. You know, people have internet on their cell phones, their laptops, computers, you know, they can be just about anywhere and access the internet. And so I think that's something that is readily available. I think it's a great idea. You know, I really do, because it's something that is necessary. You know, when they say that statistics come out and say that, you know, half of all the marriages in America end up in divorce, and I believe that percentage is actually a little bit higher inside the church, you know, what that tells me is that there genuinely is an attack on relationships in the church today. There's an attack on the fabric, you know, of Christianity in all reality, because if relationships and marriages can be destroyed and broken down, then you have weak churches as well. And if you have weak churches, then you have weakened communities. And so the institution of marriage that God instituted in the very beginning is under attack. And I think webinars like what you're doing is excellent. It is sorely needed, and I encourage anybody to get on that.
A lot of people, just in natural counseling, not just relationship counseling, and this is what I was thinking about when I was deciding to do this, is a lot of people naturally don't want to be let other people know what's going on at home. They're not naturally going to want to have tell people going to say that, hey, he's going to see a counselor, something's wrong, or a therapist, you know,
right.
Psychiatrist.
it's a safe way for them to get the help they need.
Yes, because they can attend these webinars. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's anonymous. Nobody knows who you are except for me.
Right.
And the thing is, because I know who's logging in. Mm-hmm. And I put a password on this. And the reason I put the password is because I want their email addresses so I can try and create a correspondence. Cause I'm trying to get them out of that shell.
Mm-hmm.
Their marriage may need help, or they're about to do something really ridiculous
to
the one that they love. And I'm trying, and I just want to try and intervene.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can just get that few minutes where we can actually talk to them and get the get them to just listen to it, maybe there's a nugget in there that'll get their attention. And this is one way that they can get their help.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually we'll get them to where they're open and they're understanding it's nothing to be ashamed. It's nothing to be, you know, everybody goes through something.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this just happens to be the thing they're going through, and then we can help them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, like you said, appreciate that. Yeah, it's a good idea. And be able to put this online and have them join in and stuff. And it just takes a lot of work.
Oh, yeah.
It does take a lot of work. We're going to cut to a commercial real quick.
All right.
And then we'll be right back. Thank y'all for listening. You stay tuned. We're going to have Daniel back in just a minute. Have you ever felt that you let God down in the way you handled your dating or marriage relationships? How about the deja vu feeling that you had the same bad experience before, but you can't help repeating what you know doesn't work? Emotions about our relationships are constantly shifting from highs to lows. If we know that we are not in the right relationship, we still try to convince ourselves of our partner otherwise. Sometimes that convincing leads us away from God, Christian friends, family, and the church. Does this describe you? And if it does, do you ever wonder if all your rationalizations and poor choices have exceeded the limits of God's patience with you so that you are almost out of grace? If so, my friends, I have written this book for you. The title of my new book is Almost Out of Grace. This book will be a blessing in your life. You can pick this book up anywhere books are sold. Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, anywhere books are sold. You can also pick it up at my website, RevMinistries.com, for $12. Also, AlmostOutOfGrace.com, you can go there. There's a link there as well to purchase the book. If you want to preview the chapters, if you want to know more about the book and why I wrote the book, visit AlmostOutOfGrace.com.
almostoutofgrace.com. You can get through there through redministries.com, or you can go straight to almostoutofgrace.com, and you'll be able to see why this book came into existence and how it came into existence through radio shows. God bless you. Please purchase the book anywhere books are sold, or you can write us at P.O. Box 5172. Send us a check, money order. We also take credit cards, and if you want to call in at 888-241-0768, hit extension 2, and we'll be able to help you in the bookstore. God bless you. Thank you. Again, Almost Out of Grace will be a blessing to your relationships.
Everybody, you're listening to Warn Radio over the Rev Media Network. Hi, I'm the Watchman. My name is Dana Smith, and I'm host of Warn Radio Into the Night. We feature three great shows on this network, the Rev Media Network. Tuesday, 7 to 9 p.m. Mountain Standard Time is one of our first shows that we ever started. Very, very popular, World Affairs and Hot Prophecy News. Thursday nights, this is a new show that we started called The Watchman and a Warrior, with interviews and light and fire topics, 7 to 9 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And then on Saturdays, 7 to 9:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Times, don't miss this biblical preparation time. This is the time when friends of the Watchman gather together and we get into the Word of God to prepare for what is coming. It's called Watchman and Friends, and you won't want to miss it. Join all of the gang and many others. Join us, my friends, right here on this network. You can listen live to this network on our websites. It's all connected. Join us for a live chat, call-ins, and listen live from our websites, or you can listen directly as well from the Rev Media Network. Now, if you want to join in on our chat, listen live pages, you need to go to warn-usa.com or warn-radio.com or ddayforamerica.com, and that 4 is the number 4, ddday, the number 4, america.com, and look for the chat, listen live links. You'll be glad you did, and we will be glad that you joined us. Shalom, my friends. God bless, and thanks for listening.
Welcome back. This is your host, David Yanez, and you're listening to Midwatch with the Rev. We have Pastor Daniel Vasquez here in the church, in the station with us, and the church, because we're inside a church. But we're just talking on the commercial break, and we're just excited for him being part of this station. He's going to be airing his programs with Peter Pan Syndrome. We'll be airing those coming up this next week. We're going to just throw it in and do a little intro and exit to those. Is that what you want to get done on those? Get some.
I don't really have any of that intro exit together or anything.
We can get it going. We figured it out for all the other hosts. We'll figure it out.
Okay, for you. Yeah, that'll work because what I've got is just all raw. Is just me just straight up going after it, preaching. And
hey, at least it's not coming in tape.
Yeah, that's true. No, we do download them to a computer. So.
Oh yeah, because I have some guys that send stuff and they got so much hiss on it and. You know, I tell them, because it's tough enough to rip them from CDs if they're, like I have one host, they will send us their CD, but it's like 17 tracks.
Oh, wow.
And it's one sermon on there, but it's every 2 minutes it switches to the next track. I guess that's a setting that they're supposed to set on their computer, on their recorder or something. So I have an easy way to fix that. You know, I have this program I just played from a CD player, the program right in the show all into my computer, and it records it. Okay. Like it was going live or something.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Not ours. We don't record them directly into a recorder. We have everything hooked up to a computer, and so it records directly into a computer. And so, praise God, we've we're just learning how to venture out into some of this stuff, and so we don't have all of them are unedited, and you know, so you get to hear a lot of the, you know, the before and after too.
Oh, okay. So yeah, we'll definitely do a little bit of cutting.
Yeah, we may want to do that, because on some of our tapes, I think they started recording too early, and so we got church announcements and stuff.
Oh, really?
That doesn't belong there.
Someone said something about a feed last Sunday.
Exactly.
Hey, do you do much feeding at your church?
We do from time to time, you know. I'm not going to lie. I think we've perfected the art of fellowship.
Yeah, well, we do. We every first Sunday, okay, except for in December, we have a special thing coming up on the first Sunday, so we're doing it the following Sunday. Mm-hmm. Every first Sunday, we have a feed at our church for the church members.
Okay.
It's potluck. Everybody brings what it is. Main course, usually chicken.
Yeah. That's usually what people bring.
Yeah, it's mainly chicken. I'm like, okay, I think I'm chickened out.
Now, we used to do that. When we first started the church, we did that. It was the first Sunday of every month. We do, on the first Sunday of every month, we actually have, we have family service. There's no kids' church. The only other class, I guess, that we have going on would be nursery.
Yeah.
Other than that, the children stay in the main sanctuary, and we do that mainly because we're trying to teach our children church etiquette and, you know, things like that, and that's our way, you know, our way of showing them, listen, this is how mom and dad, you know, act in church, and so, you know, just we're trying to teach our children not to climb over the chairs and jump on, you know,
that's a trial.
yeah, not to jump over the chairs and, you know, and jump and run on the platform and try to get on the drum set or anything like that, and so we use it more as a training for the kids, and then it gives us a chance to try to effectively minister to all levels of ages, during that service. But we used to do food right afterwards and things like that, but it became a challenge, mainly because we just didn't have the facilities.
Yeah,
for it.
And it is because you put I wouldn't say burden, but you put everybody in the spot to always be bringing stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's always a challenge. Now, I grew up in a very Hispanic churches, so
always like, food, huh?
Always food. But see, they used to do plate sales all the time. And
yeah.
And then I grew up a little bit later, and I was traveling to churches. And you know what? The Baptists eat, and it's free.
Whoa, hold up. What's going on here?
I might become Baptist. It's free. And I like, yeah. And then, but there were some Pentecostal churches that I ran to that I used to go to Pasadena a lot, and there was a church out there that I would go and preach and stuff, and or go in fellowship, and they'd always had food afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
Good food. And, you know, that, come to think of it, that's just how church is.
I think that's how church is, man. I think somewhere in there, we may have to search this out in the scriptures, but I think somewhere in there they say that, that you know, it's not God unless there's food in there.
Oh, I know. So, have you heard what a homecoming is?
Homecoming? No.
Church homecoming. They have this up over there in the north, northeast, North Carolina, in that area.
Uh-huh.
Pastor Charles, he called me and says, hey, we're having homecoming tomorrow. I'm thinking he's talking about football games.
Football games, yeah. Down here, homecoming has a whole different meaning.
And what it is, it's the day that everybody at the end of church and the church itself brings a whole bunch of food. And then they just,
okay.
And they go to an auditorium. Mm-hmm. And they have people coming from all over the place for that one day that used to be members, that were members, that are members.
Oh, okay.
Or ever wanted to be a member.
That's a good concept.
Yeah, and it's like everybody ever came through the church at one time, you know, even past pastors and stuff, they all come home for a homecoming. And they roast the current pastor.
Oh,
they
wow.
They roast him, and they just have food and everything. And the current pastor preaches a short sermon because the food smells too good.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, yeah, it's got to be a short sermon.
And Pastor Charles is like, I don't think I'm, because he does a 2:00 show on Sundays with me.
Okay.
And I just play as engineer. I pretty much put the show on for him. I just monitor making sure his signal's coming through, because he calls in all the way from North Carolina. He's calling in. And that's awesome that he can just call in from North Carolina on his computer, and he does his show. And it sounds like he's right here in the studio with me, no difference.
Oh, wow, that's great.
And so I just make sure we don't lose him, because occasionally he hits the mute button or hangs up on us. So. Sometimes he calls me, David, you're there. I like, yeah, Pastor, we're on the air.
What'd you do, David? Why'd you disconnect me?
He's like, I'm such a dummy. I pressed the button again. He cracks me up. And he's calling me, and he just texts me. He said, David, I'm not making it. They just brought out the second round of chicken. So he goes, play an old one.
There you go.
And, you know, sometimes it's like that, because I replay some of my shows. But talk about Pastor Charles. He's a testimony, because he... himself has been doing radio for a while, and he's been doing it on the regular terrestrial stations, you know, uh-huh. stations that you get on your in your car or at your home that you can just turn on the radio and listen.
Okay.
And he's never done online like this, and he said, you know, I really need to know what's going on online, and I believe I told you this before.
Yes.
And he said that he prayed and said, God, is this really working? Mm-hmm. And then right at that moment, someone emailed him and said, Pastor, I've heard you on Rev Media Network. Can you Amen. Pray for me? And I've been listening to you, you know, Monday and Fridays and Sundays all the time. You Amen. Don't know me. Here's my phone number. Can you call me and pray for me? And that's his confirmation there. But the other thing is, he's like, you know what? He goes, people are being touched.
Yeah.
People are being touched you don't even know about. He gets emails. He gets phone calls. He has people listen to him online, going through the archives and bugging him, when's your archives coming on? Because I missed your Sunday service. Can you talk to the station manager? And he called me, David.
Tell him we need it up faster.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm trying. Because sometimes I forget to get the archives out, because when I have certain days I edit, and then it's Tuesdays I try to edit all the shows from last week and we'll get them on. Are there, you know, some places you can get the archives that day on there, and sometimes you can't. So
right.
I try to meet the schedule. But I think that day I went a little bit past Tuesday. So he's like, don't make me go over there.
Well, you know what? You know what, Pastor? We may want you to come over here.
Yeah. He's doing a good job. And he gives a testimony.
Good.
So I know that as people come on, they bring an audience with them, but mm-hmm. they also bring their anointing. They bring their yes. blessing. Because each of us have a different blessing.
Yes.
We may have the same blessing. His gift is healing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he brings healing. When he comes in, he talks about healing. And that's a great thing. And then what Dana brings is just discovery.
Okay.
He is very much in the political scene. He keeps us up to date. Things you hear on the news now, mm-hmm. he talked about it on his station 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
So okay. he's that in tune.
That's good.
He is that in tune. I forgot the example. I know that one time was he was talking about something, and then all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, the news started coming out. I'll tell my wife, Dana told us about that 2 weeks ago.
That's old news.
I know. I go, he is so into. He has so many feelers out there, you know.
Uh-huh.
He has like so many people that are listening to him that he just constantly gets information. People are feeding him. People in the government are feeding him information.
Oh, wow.
He has direct feeds to each of these places, and
wow.
he has direct feeds to Israel, direct feeds to the government, direct feeds to Social Security Administration.
Mm-hmm.
Direct. I mean, he just has all this. He knows where to get the information, but then he also has favor and he gets information. So I think he just brings a lot of discovery, and he gets a lot of awareness to us and stuff. And then
and that's sorely needed in today's time.
I absolutely. Mean,
you know, the Bible tells us to be ever so watchful. Of the day and the time that we're in, you know, and we need to make sure that we're keeping track of the signs of the times and not just take it for granted that the life that we live as we walk day to day, that, you know, that's all that's there, you know. But God is showing us signs, you know, all over the place, and we see it, and you know, we see it in our society, we see it globally, we see, you know, if our eyes are open, you know, and,
yes.
and we're paying attention to what is going on, we'll really begin to see Scripture come to life. We'll begin to see Scripture revealed and being shown right before our very eyes.
Amen. Now, Pastor, you were mentioning at break about your dancers at church. Tell us about them.
Okay. Well, you know, we've got it's a ministry from our church / school. My daughter has, ever since she could walk, was a has always danced in the church, and you know, she would do specials for the church and various churches. And well, in school, she got a few of the girls together, and they formed a dance team called the Heart of Zion. And so these girls are really an anointed group of girls. They have a heart for God. They love the Lord. My daughter is praise God. It's been such a blessing to have one of your children serving in the ministry on her own will. She's 12 years old. She formed this dance team 3 years ago, and it's been something that God birthed in her heart. It wasn't anything that Dad forced her to do or Mom forced her to do. It was something that God deposited within her, and we gave her the freedom to pursue it. And now the ministry is just beginning to explode. God has been doing tremendous things with them. They've traveled to different cities ministering in dance. They have ministered in pastors' conferences. Earlier this year, they were in a church over in Northwest Houston, and the pastor came to me and asked me. He said, "Pastor, can we videotape your girls?" And we we've got a church in Africa that we support. We'd like to send a tape over there to them. And so I said, sure, by all means. And so they videotaped our girls, sent the tape out to one of the local television shows there, local television stations there in Africa. I believe it's in Nigeria. And they aired it on the local public access station down there.
Amen.
And so great thing about it is some of the churches saw it, and the TV station was flooded with phone calls and pastors that were coming by wanting to get copies of the tape and wanting them to show it again. And the awesome thing about it is they were asking for copies of the tape because the little girls in their churches saw it and wanted to form their own dance team.
Wow.
And so now they're using our girls' video as a training video for them. And so the pastor came to me recently and said, "Man, pastor, we need to get some more videos of these girls. They're calling me, bugging me. They want more videos, you know, for their girls, because their girls are trying to form their own dance teams now." And so it's been a blessing. There's been several churches that have started. These young girls have, you know, 9, 10, 12 years old, have started their dance teams because our girls were obedient to the Lord. And
amen. So who do you have videotaping it right now?
Nobody right now. Really, that one church videotaped that one, and in December our girls are going to go back and dance at their church, and so they're going to do two dances, and he's going to videotape both of those and send them.
Okay, well, we need to arrange a time for them to come over here to
okay.
my church, and we have our own recording stuff, so just if they want to do some training for them or something, they may want to start, you know, besides just the dance thing, if they want to talk to them and we can record it, and then they can teach them whatever. You know, you figure out what you want to record
okay.
and how you can get those together, because we can record it for you.
Really?
It doesn't take us much at all. We have the studio next door, but we'll do it downstairs in the main sanctuary.
Right.
And we'll set some good lights up and stuff. And
our girls would love that.
We can knock that out, and I'll make sure that, you know, especially since you're going down to your wind-down time right now,
mm-hmm.
For the end of the year, maybe we can get together maybe at least one or two nights and get some recording done.
Yeah, something like that would be perfect. I mean, because we're in our seat in the time of the year where we're starting to slow it down church wise. So I think we would have some time for our girls.
Because,
to come out.
We want to be a part of that. I mean, I'll tell you, we're all about missions. We're all
Amen.
About doing things. And the church knows. See, the station knows. Most of all, my revelators know our days. On Mondays, it's Faith Day.
Okay.
On Relationship Day. On Tuesdays, it's Faith Day. Wednesdays, it's Leadership Day.
Okay.
And Thursdays. And these are just themes. We don't really stick to them, you know. We try to stick to them.
Do we ever?
Yeah, we try to stick to them. It just depends whatever the Spirit tells me. But usually I try to stick with it. It gives me a guideline because, you know, 5 days a week shows. And then also on Thursdays is Missions Day and Outreach. That's our Thursday. We do Missions and Outreach Day.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Fridays we do another day on relationships and stuff. We have a lot of material on relationships, and everybody's going through it. So I try and build the Friday up and the Monday up because it's generally our lower list viewing day and listening day, just because it's the wind down and it's the startup of the week.
Right.
Yeah. So, but Wednesday is really one of our biggest days.
Really. Okay.
That we have people listening in Tuesdays and Thursdays, and I think really Tuesday and Thursday is just a lot because of a lot of people are on that day,
mm-hmm.
different hosts and stuff. I'm not the popular one. I'm just playing. No, but yeah. So we would love to just put something together, and especially because it's missions, and hey,
mm-hmm.
we can help do that, and it wouldn't take long.
Okay.
It wouldn't take long. Hey, we got about 2 minutes. Anything else you want to tell everybody?
No, just want to encourage all the people out there that are listening to continue serving the Lord. I know sometimes things get difficult, times get rough, both economically, physically, mentally, you know, and sometimes we feel like we're pushed down, dragged down, and knocked down. But you know, the Bible says that we've got a God who loves us, who will never leave us nor forsake us, and that he's able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we could ever ask or think. And I don't know about you, Rev, but I can ask a lot and I can think a lot.
Oh, absolutely.
And if God can do way more than I can ever ask or think, then that's exactly where I want to be. I want to be in his will and in his presence. So I just want to encourage all of you out there, continue serving the Lord, continue listening to Rev Media here. There's some great things going on here, a lot of great word going out, and we love you guys in the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Why don't you give us your service times and days,
okay.
and then give us the direction and address, how to get to where your church is.
Okay. We're off of I-45 North and Gulf Bank here in Houston, Texas. The address is 8520 Sweetwater Lane, Suite E41, Houston, Texas, 77037.
Go ahead and give me the address one more time. We got time. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. That's 8520 Sweetwater Lane, suite number E41. That's Houston, Texas, 77037.
Cool.
And you can find us on the web. You go to truevinefellowship.com. Some of our sermons are uploaded there. I think we're getting ready to partner up with Rev Media, those who are, those will probably be streaming out of Rev Media. But we've got, like I said, you go to our website. It has directions to our church. It has a way to contact me. You can contact me via email, daniel@truevinefellowship.com.
Amen. And what time is your service time?
Service times, Sunday mornings are at 10:30, and then Wednesday nights we have Bible studies for all ages at 7 p.m.
Okay, 7 p.m. So that's amen. That's amen. What about the school? How about if for enrollment? What do they need to do if they want to enroll?
You can contact us. The phone number is on our website, but the phone number is 281-847-5100, and you can just contact the school. And
what are the age groups for the school?
From pre-kinder up to junior high, and so junior high ends to about eighth grade.
Okay, cool. Well, that's Pastor Daniel Vasquez, and we appreciate him coming in. I want to thank everybody that's listening and tell you we'll see you tomorrow, actually. I'll say next week. No, you need to listen the rest of the 4 days.
And
we'll see you next time on the Midwatch. God bless you.
God bless.
We'll see you next time.